Well, we have a special live performance this afternoon in the KLCC studios. Stephanie Schneiderman and Tony Furtado, who've created diverse and skilled music both individually and together here today. Stephanie's solo work first came to attention via her role on the Lilith Fair tour, as I recall, and through subsequent albums that have ranged from trip-hop to acoustic. She's also been part of the bands Swan Sovereign, still a going concern, and Dirty Martini, among others as well. Tony Furtado, a master on the slide guitar and the banjo, with about 15 albums of his own out, as I recall, having played with many other people as well, from Alison Krauss to Jerry Douglas and many others. He's also a fine sculptor, so, you know, some talented people here in the studios. Stephanie Schneiderman and Tony Furtado will be performing this evening, Friday, January 19th, as part of the River Road House Concert Series in Eugene, 755 River Road at 8. They are here with us in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you.
Well, where do you want to start musically? Let's dive right into music.
Okay. This is a tune called Daughters. Down to the well to carry the water, chains to be held, giving your daughter down, heavy on my heart down. You go down to the grave to bury the fodder, chains to be saved, lessons you taught her down, heavy on my heart down. Who are you to be? Who are you to not be brave? Who are you to not be bold? It's a weighty crown for 100 years or more. You carry the light, the torch down. Thought you forgot her, embracing the fear, prodigal daughter down, heavy on my heart down. It's an invisible line, it's a war that you fought, a thin veiled line, all that you got to purr, heavy on my heart down. Talk.
Stephanie Schneiderman with Tony Furtado, Daughters, live in the KLCC studios. They'll be live tonight, 755 River Road in Eugene at 8 p.m. with tickets available at the door. Steph, what was the inspiration for that song?
Well, Tony and I have a little five-year-old boy, and mm-hmm. I used to take long walks through the neighborhood when I was pregnant. I couldn't run. I could, but it would be painful for everybody. And my great-grandparents actually immigrated over from the Ukraine, Russia area. They lived about eight blocks from where we live right now. And so I was imagining my grandmother, who was the oldest of four kids, walking on those same streets with her dark brunette little pigtails. And I just started thinking about ancestry and I guess kind of like a social DNA, something that travels, like stories from our ancestors that affect our lives, whether we know about them or not. And so I brought this song actually to Swan Sovereign, which includes McKinley and Lara. And I had formulated like the chorus and the verses, and they helped me flesh the rest of it out. And so it's a co-write with Swan Sovereign. Uh-huh.
And now that this young boy, Liam, that you mentioned, is 5 years old and he's the son of two excellent musicians, how musical is Liam becoming in the family?
Oh, he's like walking through life as if he's in a musical. I think he sings everything.
And Steph's been teaching him some beginning piano stuff.
Yeah. Which is great. He also has a really good ear, so he picks it up, and Tony and Liam play together a lot.
I've been having some of my best jam sessions ever. Just I'll grab a banjo or a guitar and sit while he's sitting at the piano. He plays the heck out of Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah. He's going to be a fine musician when he grows up, I'm quite sure.
If he wants to.
Stephanie Schneiderman, Tony Furtado, live in the KLCC studios, live at 755 River Road in Eugene tonight at 8 p.m. What's the next song you feel like dropping in?
So this is a song of mine called Oxygen.
Stephanie Schneiderman with Tony Furtado, Oxygen live in the KLCC studios, live tonight, 755 River Road in Eugene at 8. Tickets available at the door. Well, Steph, that song originally on the album version was a considerably more electronically produced song.
Definitely. I've worked with Keith Schreiner, who also goes by the name Auditory Sculpture. And it was pretty interesting. First of all, there's no strumming on that electronic version. Or if there is, it's really subtle. And Keith used to say to me, there's no strumming in trip hop in the same way that remember that movie? There's no crying in baseball, yeah. That kind of thing. There's no strumming in trip hop. So it was like very intricate guitar playing. And what's interesting about this song is when I wrote it, I modulated during the chorus to a super happy, dominant place. And Keith thought, let's, you know, try it, keeping it more modal and keep it the exact same and let the instrumentation kind of grow the song and let the song drop into a deeper place in the chorus instead of going up higher and bigger and brighter in the dominant way. And so so I changed it and it was interesting. It made me do something different I wouldn't have done and I liked it.
I was curious, yeah, how it would come back to being an acoustic song then after the trip-hop version, and it must feel and sound different after developing it in that way and then playing it in this way.
That's so true, it does. And some of those songs that I've tried, because I re-recorded some of them on a live album that I put out, recorded at the Old Church in Portland, and that was a fear of mine. It's like, you know, can the song stand acoustically without all that ambient, those textures from the ambient electronic world, and hopefully they did.
They did. That's a fine record. Well, you're both very active musically beyond this duo thing that you're doing here today and tonight. So what are the other projects that you're both currently involved in these days?
I play a lot of Tony Furtado music.
I've heard of him.
What I've got going right now.
Yeah.
I just hope I don't jinx this, but I'm really hoping to put together a banjo focused album, which I kind of, I don't want to say I stepped away from the banjo, but I kind of did for years, and my first few albums were banjo focused, and now I've got some things to say with it. I just have to sit down and write them down. Exactly, figure out what it is I want to say with it.
And so Swan Sovereign used to be called under the name Dirty Martini. It's the same group. And we have, what's that? Oh, sure, here's the tune. And we let go of our very beloved rhythm section and became our own rhythm section, hence the name Sovereign, Swan Sovereign. And so for the first time ever in the last few years, I've been playing drums. It's been really fun, and McKinley's on bass and Lara's on electric. And I just feel like I'm a teenager in the basement whacking my drums. It's so good. It's so fun. And then another project that I've been working on over the last few years, I've been doing all this research, and it's all about human trafficking. And I'm developing and writing a musical about it. And for a while, it was just my own solo project, but I've expanded, and I'm working with two really wonderful collaborators, both from New York. One's name, her name is Jenny Redling, and she's the book writer, and another co-composer, lyricist named Amy Englehart. And it's called Little Soldiers. And the premise of the play and musical is the vulnerability of youth meets the world of demand. And so it's something that I've been doing a lot of research in and growing and dreaming up this project, but we've kind of just started the collaboration over the last several months. And it's a long process. It's really different. The medium of musical theater is so different. The needs of the songs are so different. And you can't really return to a chorus in the same way you can in pop or folk or whatever, in songwriting, regular songwriting that I'm used to, because in, you know, theater just musicalizes scenes, and those all move forward. When we talk to each other and converse, we are moving forward in time. We don't circle back, or if we do, it's really intentional. So it's a real different experience. So I'm just at the beginning of that.
Well, I look forward to hearing it someday when it's out there in the world.
Yeah.
Stephanie Schneiderman with Tony Furtado live in the KLCC studios live tonight, 755 River Road in Eugene at 8. Tickets at the door. You have one more for us this afternoon?
Yes. This is a tune. This is called Rubber Teardrop, and this is about robot love. Because everybody deserves love.
Stephanie Schneiderman with Tony Furtado, Rubber Teardrop, another song taken far from its originally more electronic form back to acoustic. They will be performing tonight, River Road House Concert Series in Eugene, 755 River Road, beginning at 8 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. For more on their music, see stephanieschneiderman.com and tonyfurtado.com. Thanks to Tom Aslin on sound today, and thank you, Stephanie, and thank you, Tony, for coming to join us this afternoon. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks. It's really great to see you.